Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kelly Winkler and her son Caleb have allergies.
It didn't matter what time of year. It could be spring. It could be the end of summer when it really didn't make sense. And if I forget my Zyrtec, it's a mess.
Doctors were able to get her problems more or less under control as long as she sticks to the plan, a steady regimen of over-the-counter drugs.
But Caleb is another story, a two-word story, peanut allergy.
I can have almond milk and almonds. I just can't have like any other nut or peanut butter or peanuts.
If he does,
my skin gets purple. I throw up a lot.
And things just keep getting worse from there. One time after accidentally biting into a peanut butter cookie,
we went to the hospital and then I would not get the shot.
8-year-old Caleb is part of this week's cover story. Extreme allergies, nothing to sneeze at.
He was with it enough to know that he didn't want a shot of epinephrine, but the doctors gave it to him anyway. Lesson learned, EpiPens are good.
I actually will tell you to give me the EpiPen.
Yeah, you're a lot more mature now.
When you consider that Caleb is school age and kids in school like peanut butter, it has to be a real challenge for schools to deal with peanuts and other food allergies like Caleb's. His school is supposedly peanut-free.
Still, we sent Dan Weinbaum to talk to a local school district about how they do it. He was surprised to find that food allergies aren't always the biggest concern, and at how technology is making kids with allergies safer.
The primary concern used to be asthma.
This year in the Shawnee Mission School District, food allergies surpassed asthma.
Shelby Reback heads up health services for Shawnee Mission. She says out of 27,000 plus students, 3,500, or about 13%, have some type of food allergy. And it's not just peanuts or gluten allergies.
You see everything from banana, strawberry, red food dye, you know, different kinds of vegetables, latex, which you can find on bananas and apples sometimes.
And thanks to the modern school cafeteria, they can track and watch over each child.
When that child comes through the line, a red screen comes up if they have a food allergy, identifying what that allergy is. And then the person scanning their tray would take that item off their tray and they would be allowed to replace it with a different item.
Rebeck says they treat food allergies the same as any medical issue, privately, depending on parents' wishes. Dan Weinbaum, News 98.1 KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.